When we get
96.5 Wave FM's
Jade and Damien.
We've got Dr. Justin Coulson on later because we're going to talk about this parental guidance show on Channel 9.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, he's on. He's on.
But before he gets on, I want to ask your opinion about my my parenting.
You really want our opinion? Be careful
well,
of this.
I feel like that, at least, you're not, Dr. Justin scares me a little bit because he's the master of parenting. At least if I ask you, you're both flawed human beings. So, is this okay? All right, we're ready. As a parent, right?
Okay,
is it okay to give yourself something expensive and top shelf, but then to give your children the same kind of thing, but it's cheaper?
Oh, got you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, got you. Good. Excellent. I mean, I feel good about
it's,
that.
It's not only is it accepted, it's actually, it's exactly what you should do.
Yeah, right.
As a rule.
It's not just accepted, it's expected.
Okay, yes. Well, see, this is good. And this is why I asked your advice and not Dr. Justin's, because I like Bonsoy soy milk. It's the soy milk that's in like a yellow container, but it's blooming expensive. It's like, over the IGA and general, it's like $5.40 for a litre. But that's what I like to have in my coffee, and it's my favourite milk, and so I buy it. Unfortunately, Arwen, my four-year-old, also likes the milk in the yellow carton.
Tough luck, Arwen.
And, and she gets eczema, and I think it's because of the dairy. Whenever she drinks dairy, she flares up. So
I feel bad about saying tough luck, Arwen. Ever since you went eczema, and I'm like,
the poor child's just itching herself.
I'm a horrible guy. Horrible human being now.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the kid will drink like a whole litre a day. And so I'm like, that is like $5 worth of milk a day.
Yep.
That's $35 worth of soy milk alone a week. And I'm like, that's too much. So I found another brand that's worth $1.30. And so what I've started doing is putting my yellow milk, I'll decanter it into like a shake container, like, you know, a shake that you have, like a protein shake.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll put that in the fridge and then I'll get the cheap soy milk and tip it into the yellow box and then put it into the fridge. Look,
the story started out right. We completely agreed with you.
We were
and then
with you.
You took a turn by being a tight ass.
Well, she drinks so much though and I just figure... Soy milk is soy milk.
Yeah, but
you're drink the cheap stuff if it is then.
But it doesn't taste as good.
You're
and
deceiving
I'm worth
$5 your child. Hey, incidentally, that same container I know is in our fridge here at work as well.
That's right.
So are you pouring the milk into that container from work as well?
Yeah, because I don't want anyone at work taking my yellow milk either.
96.5 Wave FM's
Jade and Damien.
You guys know that I've been trying to get fit recently.
Yeah. How many? 6 weeks on the Centre app?
6 weeks. In a row, 6 days a week. This is, it's all systems go. Eileen, my wife, is doing it as well. So we're both doing it.
We go down. So Eileen's doing the fit one and you're just doing the yoga.
No, I'm doing the whole lot.
Have you gone up from beginner now to...
Oh, I'm advanced.
Oh, you're advanced.
Tell
us.
I'm advanced. Don't you worry.
Soon David's going to bring out his own app. Move over, Chris Hemsworth.
You bet I will.
The Lethinator is in town.
It's Irish dance moves the whole way through. You want calves, do the Irish dance like this. No, but, you know, Eileen and I, we've been doing it. We go down to the shed every single day after the show here, and we do our little workouts. Yesterday we went down, lashing rain, and went down, and lo and behold, the shed was open. Eileen's dad was in the shed.
Oh.
Granddad was in the shed. All right? He was fixing a bike, which is very nice of him, fixing a bike. Now, Granddad comes from the philosophy of... You don't need that bloody exercise lark.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to get fit, go out and do some gardening and lift up a car and do some repairs on the car.
What does he come from? The planet Krypton?
I think he comes from that age where it's like, if you're going to spend your time doing something, you might as well achieve something at the same time. Mm. Because a lot of people look at people at the gym and go, what are you doing here? You're just sitting there looking at yourself in the mirror, pumping weights. Why not lift a car?
Why not lift a car?
Or fix a car at the same time.
Whippersnapper. Do something like
it's good exercise, Damien.
Exactly. You know, so he's there. He has his bike, the bike that he's fixing, right in the middle of our gym area, all right, where we put down our mats and all the rest. And he's pottering around, roaming around, over and back. And we, you know, we're waiting. And he says, do you want something?
You're both standing there with your rolled up gym mats.
We're there.
And your water bottles going, sir.
No, we're ready to go. We're ready to rock and roll.
It's like in the gym, you know, in the gym and you've got one class into the other and the other class comes in early and they just stand there like that.
Just stand looking at you.
Just watching you, doing your stretching and just going, hurry up, looking at their watch.
And squats are never a nice thing to see. But, you know, so we're standing there and he's do you want something? And we want to do our workout. And he says, that's all right. I'll pull the bike over here and you guys can do it. So he's going to stay in this small confined space with us. Before he does this, he says, but let me do this. And I shouldn't make fun of it. He's a lovely guy. I love Bob. Yeah, he's a great guy. Anyway, he gets WD-40 and he sprays the chain of the bike. And the WD-40 goes on the floor. We're doing the workout. we're about to. I'm looking at it going, are you going to clean that up?
Your house. Yeah, clean it up.
I know you thought that, though, but you didn't say it, did you? I'll just put the mat over the top.
He moved the bike. We started doing the workout. I'm slipping all over the place on this thing. And I'm getting furious. And then he's walking over and back, like in between each. I'm like, Bob, what are you doing? And the worst thing is, as well, is I find sometimes that when I'm doing exercise, you're moving your stomach quite a lot. And if there's any sort of trapped gas or anything.
Don't putt too close to that WD-40.
What happened?
Well, suffice it to say, Granddad will never be in the gym with us again. He witnessed things that he should never witness.
When in doubt, smoke him out. That's Damien's new motto. 96.5
Wave FM's Jade and Damien. Damien and Jade's topic train is coming.
Damien and Jade's topic train. All right, let's hook straight into Topic Train. We're going to go with a couple of big news stories and ask Jade and Damien the important question to do with the topic. Right. A mum has labelled her daughter's fussy eating as a mystery until she reached out to a therapist who revealed what was really going wrong. Now, the child is 11. This is Jessica Thompson. Since the age of 18 months, ate nothing but chicken nuggets.
Nothing but chicken nuggets?
Chicken nuggets. So from 18 months to 11 years old, she's a chicken nuggets.
Did she have
kid.
A little bit of tomato sauce? At least
it doesn't say.
Just to mix it up.
Turns out that it's due to a phobia.
Oh.
And they call this avoidance restrictive food intake disorder, or ARFID. Just for short, thank God.
All right.
Want to ask you both, phobias, got any? What's going on?
I've got phobias of wearing Croc shoes, but hey, I'm facing my fears this week and I'm wearing these fluoro orange things around. It makes me look like Ronald McDonald.
It's funny you would say that. I've got phobias of sitting beside somebody who's wearing Croc shoes.
We're both facing our fears.
It's going to be a tough week for everyone.
Now, I've got a little bit, I get claustrophobic. That's, I don't know if that's a phobia, but that's like, I don't like small spaces, it really freaks me out.
Claustrophobia.
I think it's from my childhood. My brothers used to sit on me and tickle me, but it freaks me out if I can't move and get out of a space.
Actually, I know. Really, I'm with that. I don't like that.
It makes me feel sweaty palm just thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what? I was never scared of heights, but as the years have gone on, for some reason, I'm getting a little bit more scared.
Really?
It's with you too. I can't even go to a lookout. The closer I get to the edge, I feel like spinning out.
I was never like that, but I am. You know, maybe
we're sharing a lot of phobia. I think we're hanging out too much.
I was still stuck on Jade's claustrophobia. Is that
pounds?
A phobia or not? Well, it ends in phobia, so yes, it probably would
it's
be.
It's got the word phobia in it.
Yeah, that makes sense. It is a phobia.
All right, so new one. Meghan Markle controversy. Bum, bum, bum. An extremely personal letter that she wrote to a strange father has been leaked to the media in the UK by Meghan, probably. We won't say that, though. She needs to keep herself
allegedly.
In the news. Well, she's got to keep herself in the news somehow, and nobody else cares, so she might as well tell the news about herself. The Duchess has described the letter as cathartic, real, honest and factual. Well, however, Jade, Damien, ever sent something to the wrong person?
Oh, we've all done that, haven't we? Jeez.
Oh, like with text messages and that. You know, you write about someone and then you accidentally send the text to them.
To that person.
Yeah.
I know, it's a really common thing. Yeah. You know, I can't stand working with this person because they wear Crocs every single day. It's driving me nuts. Send to Jade.
Yeah, that's right. My phone was vibrating before. Thanks, Sammy.
Those bloody Crocs are ruining my eyesight.
Do you know, I remember an incident when I was in primary school, right? So one of my good friends in primary school, I mentioned her name because she's still in the Illawarra, but she came home and she said something to her parents about her teacher. So her dad, who was a bit of a not a nice person, he pulled out a letter and wrote a letter to the teacher saying, you know, what he thought of him. I think that you're a terrible teacher, and wrote some very colourful language in there, put it in an envelope, and then so you can give this to your teacher. The dad was actually joking, because I think he'd had a couple of drinks.
No.
But my friend didn't realise that, and the next day she got the letter and she took it to school and gave it to our teacher.
That is awful. That's cringeworthy.
Mr.
That's terrible.
But it's so good.
I know, and she got in so much trouble for it. She got grounded for a month for giving the letter.
Oh, no.
You know,
but
as
it was
adults
the
now,
dad's fault.
That's right. As adults now, it's like, well, it's your fault, Dad. But at the
Dad,
time,
lay off the booze, man.
Yeah. Jeez. The only thing I've ever done is I send, like, love letter messages to people. You know, but I'm right there. You know when you're in a chain, you've got, maybe you're writing to three different people at the same time, and then your partner, Eileen, will write to me and go, oh, you having a good day? I go, yeah, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And then that'll go to the wrong person. And then the wrong person writes back to me and says, yeah, I love you too, dude. We're all lovers around here.
And then once when we had a group message, it was two of my girlfriends, my husband and I, and then we started doing a little bit of, so later, la la la. Not realising we're on the group text.
Still on the group, Jane.
My mate was like, mate, we're friends, but we're not that close. 96.5
Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
I suppose something that's very close to home is parenting.
It's really close to home. Sometimes too close.
Too close. Sometimes you want a bit of distance,
that's
don't you?
Right,
you're like, all right, kids, go to your room. All right, it's mum and dad time. But this show that's on TV at the moment, Channel 9, Parental Guidance.
Yeah. Like, most watched television show in Australia at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I mean, everyone's talking about it. I went home yesterday after the show here, and Eileen was talking about it, saying, oh, there was some segment about smacking and this and that and the other. Last night, okay, Dr. Coulson... All right, yeah, Jay.
We all know Dr. Jay.
Yeah,
we'll call him Dr. Justin Coulson from happyfamilies.com.au. Yeah.
That's right. He used to live here in the Illawarra.
That's right.
He had kind of an outrageous sort of comment.
So
that he even put it up on his Facebook page a couple of hours later. Check this out.
Did you like the big, the mic drop moment? The mic drop, where I pretty much said, if you force your children to apologise, you're teaching your kids to lie. Did you just go, oh, moment there?
Wow.
If you force your kids to apologise, you're teaching them to lie.
Really? Is that what he thinks?
That's what he's after saying. I don't know about that, Dr. J. We like you, but come on now.
I don't know, because I think if you're teaching your kids to apologise, so, for example, if Lulu hits Arwen over the head with a fairy wand, may or may not have happened recently in our house.
Yeah, sounds
then
very specific.
We get them to apologise to each other. They should say, sorry, look, your sister's crying because you hurt her, and then we hug it out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because what you're doing by asking them to apologise is you're making them take ownership of what they actually
that's
did.
That's right, and try and show some compassion and remorse for your actions that hurt another person.
So he's saying that we're forcing them to lie because they don't believe that. So
in other words, apologize.
when you get a whack over the head with a fairy wand, you actually wanted to do it and you don't want to apologize.
So
what
do you say then? Oh, Arwen, she whacked you over the head with a fairy wand because she felt like it. So you can either whack her back or walk out of the room or just stay there crying in a heap and she'll move on and whack someone else in the head with a
fairy wand. Yeah, Dr. Jay.
You guys have been talking it out now. Again, last night in the show, Sam Thaiday and his wife. Now, there was a bit of a challenge, and of course, every single family has to go through a challenge every time the show's on. This challenge was all about the family being taken to an amusement park and all of them had to take a ride together on the one ride.
Okay.
So this is Sam Thaiday and his family.
There's no way. I'm not going on it.
So we go to the teacup then?
Teacup sucks.
We have to do the challenge, babe. The challenge is we all have to go on one ride together. Come on.
The teacup is boring.
Listen, listen.
Okay. I'm not a little girl. I'm not a baby.
Oh, so how do you deal? Okay, then, Jade, Damien, how do you deal with that?
All right, so wait, so there seem to be two options. The teacup was one of them, which we all know. Mm-hmm. That's the one where you sit in the teacup and spin it around and you throw up when you get off.
Yes. The other one was a crazy, ridiculous roller coaster that was flying at 1,000 miles an hour. And the mother said, no, I'm not doing
that.
She didn't want to do it.
So they had to go on together.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to... Well, someone's got to compromise, don't they?
Mm.
Well, at that point in time, the cup was only half full.
Is it the child? No, is it the children or is it us as parents that need to compromise?
No, it's the children. Do as I say.
And if you don't get in there willingly, I'll pick you up and put you in the cup. So.
And remember who's paying for these rides.
Awesome parenting advice. Sunday, 7 o'clock. Have a look if you haven't already. Jade and Damien, 96.5 Wave FM.
96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
A little earlier, Jade, Damien, you might remember Jade off air. You got to remember one thing, Jade. Mike is always hot.
What? That's right. That is right.
What did I say?
The mic is always hot.
We played Double or Nothing with Melinda, and she went out in the second question, and you had this to say. Oh.
Oh, my God. They're just so easy. So easy.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah, the questions were really easy.
That's what you said off air. Poor Melinda. She didn't think that. So myself and Strainy, we sat down and we said, you know what? She thinks it's so easy. Let's put Jade in Double or Nothing.
96.5 Wave FM's Double or Nothing.
Here we go.
All right. Wait. Hang on. Here we go again.
Oh, my God. They're just so easy.
All right. Jade.
You're going to give me really hard questions, though.
No.
Those were easy. It was like spell Warrawong.
Come on. For $50, Jade.
Okay.
You got the timer ready?
I've got the timer.
All right.
Where was your co-host, Damien Leith, born? Ireland or South Africa?
Well, I think you were born in... Oh, God, I don't know. Ireland. Were you born in Ireland? Then you moved to South Africa when you were like 7.
Yes, you got that right.
Okay, good.
You have just won $50.
Now, not really $50, just disclaimer, not really
$50. Oh, really? What am I playing for?
If you want to keep that fake $50 or risk it all and therefore maybe ended up with no fake money, what would you like to do? There's $100 fake dollars on the line.
Oh, I'm going for the $100. Yeah, right. Bring it on. Bring it on.
For $100, is Pinot Grigio a white or a... Oh, what?
Pinot Grigio.
It's a...
Oh, wait, did you say Pinot Grigio or Pinot Gris?
What did she say?
Pinot Grigio is a white or red wine, she said.
Oh, no, Pinot Grigio. Yeah, it's still a white.
She is correct.
Yes.
You have won $100 fake dollars.
Yes.
Would you like to risk it for $200?
Yes, I would.
All right, $200. Let's go with the question, Dama. Here we go.
What is the square root of 25?
It's not 5, is it?
Is that your final answer?
Well, it's 5
times
25. I don't know if it's square root.
You are correct.
Yes! What am I up to now?
Wait. Just a reminder.
Oh, my God. They're just so easy.
All right.
So easy.
She thinks they're very easy. All right. For $400, would you like to risk it?
Yes.
$400.
Go.
What is Hugh Jackman's middle name? Michael or Jack?
Well, I'm going to be Jack. Hugh Jack Jackman.
You've run out of time.
It's you, Michael Jackson.
You've run out of time. Oh, no. Jade, you ran out of time.
Yeah, you talked through it.
It's you, Michael Jackson. Hugh Jackman.
Just a reminder.
Oh, my God. They're just so easy.
Hugh Michael Jackson.
I'll put it on the line. I'm going for $800. Let's go.
Last one.
All right. Coming from Jamboree, which is not a cow. An Aberdeen, a Laprecian, or a Hereford?
Ooh, Aberdeen. A Laprecian. I'm going Laprecian.
That's a leprechaun? you are correct. You just won it.
$800, see?
And that is how you play Double or Nothing. A couple of chances today at 10.
One
and four.
96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien.